This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. So what do you do when you can't fall asleep? Well, some people meditate, others count sheep, and some pop in their headphones and listen to this.
Chapter 1. Peter breaks through. All children, except one, grow up. They soon know that they will grow up.
That is Belmont, Vermont native Otis Gray, reading from the book Peter Pan. Otis has a podcast called Sleepy, where he reads old classics in the most monotone baritone he can muster. People from all around the world download this podcast, and they say it helps them get to sleep. Well, joining me now in our VPR studios is a wide-awake Otis Gray, taking a break from his usual sleep mode monotone to tell us about his podcast, Sleepy. Otis, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How did this idea come to you to start a podcast that would literally put people to sleep by reading literally literature to them?
Well, unfortunately, I was making other radio work because I do freelance radio, and I was sending it out to friends to listen and to edit, give me feedback, and they would fall asleep to my voice, and I'm like, that's not good. This is about immigration, you know? Like, I need you to stay awake for this. But it kept happening, and I just decided, I was like, you know what? Like, I know how to start a podcast. I've done it before. And I read The Alchemist just as a test for my friends, and they loved it. So I just kind of kept going, and I had no idea it would take off the way that it has.
I mean, that's the thing. You start this thing on what sounds like kind of a lark, but it turns out that, is it true that millions of people are downloading this podcast?
Yeah, so we actually, as of last week, broke 1 million downloads total, which is big. And that's what I can track. I can track downloads, but in terms of like who is playing it and streaming it, it could be millions. I'm not sure, but I know that it's downloaded in over 100 countries, and we just broke 1 million downloads. So it's very constantly growing.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since March 2018.
Did you ever think about your voice in this way? That, hey, my voice, I mean, you have a beautiful radio voice, what we call good pipes in the business.
Thank you very much.
But that your voice could be, have such a, I guess, soothing effect that it could actually help people fall asleep.
I know that I have this kind of like deep rumbling voice, and that helped me, you know, deliver whatever radio I was making before. It's just, yeah, I got lucky with a decent voice. But I never thought it would be so, like a sleeping companion, you know?
But to be clear, when you do the podcast, you make an effort to be monotone in your delivery, right? Taking a book like Peter Pan, for example, you're not trying to get excited at points, right? Or, you know, have Wendy exclaim something, if you will?
No. And when I'm reading, I really do try to think of, not in a weird way, but if I'm in a room with someone who's trying to go to bed, how would I read to them? I wouldn't be talking like we're talking right now. I would say, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I really tone it down.
I'm curious about why you've chosen the classics. And at first I thought, well, maybe because as great a book as Tale of Two Cities is, Pride and Prejudice, it's written in an older style. Maybe you were choosing that because it would be a more sleepy time type of thing. But does it have more to do with like public domain issues?
That's exactly what it is. So I have to read anything that's somewhere, you know, past 80 years from today. So that limited me to all these old classic books, which because of the times are, you know, some of them are very, very good for getting put to sleep, you know?
It works. Nothing against Dickens, just that, yeah, this can work. Do you have trouble falling asleep yourself? And if so, would you ever listen to your own podcast?
Ironically, I have a horrible time getting to sleep. And I'll be honest, I have tried listening to my own show, and it's horrible. It's so weird hearing my own voice. I've tried to find other sleep readings that are, you know, other voices. It's great when it's like, you know, a woman's voice. I think it comes back to mom reading to you to sleep when you're a kid, you know? It all, like, I think that's the real lure of this show, like, that I never could have planned for. It's that no matter how old you are, everyone wants to go back to like when they were a kid, just being read to.
Tell me a story. Yeah, there's something so beautiful and simple about that, and soothing, and it really does maybe calm you.
And it's like, it's kind of primal. It's genetic, and people, they just want a voice reading them to bed.
Otis Gray is an independent podcast producer and the creator and host of Sleepy, a podcast that helps people go to sleep. Otis, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.